Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled to pop in later in this hour. He's in Congress right now, so it's fluid. He could come in early, could come in later. Dave Mustaine, the founder of Megadeth, formerly with Metallica, one of the biggest rock bands in U.S. history, will be joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour because he's written an anti-UN, anti-New World Order album that does not mince words, just like we had the one of the chief guys and the main songwriter for another huge group, of course, on a few weeks ago. Just more and more people going public, Duran Duran, by the way, against the New World Order. Huge news right now, ladies and gentlemen, out of the Chicago Tribune a few days ago. I mentioned it, but I really wanted to save it, the story, until we got this particular gentleman on, who we haven't interviewed before. We've interviewed much of the survivors of the crew, from first mates to doctors to admirals who took the calls from LBJ. The NSA has released spy aircraft tapes of the Israeli pilots to ground control being ordered. They're saying it's an American, look, attack the ship, and that they did know from the onset of the attack in 1967, 40 years ago, what was happening. And so joining us is Bryce Lockwood, Marine Staff Sergeant, Russian language expert, recipient of the Silver Star for Heroism. This is a short segment, so let's get into that. I remember interviewing two of the admirals who were on the ship, took the call, talking to others who had talked to them about it and their admissions. But people hear this and they still can't believe it. And the two different stories are only differ in a couple of words. It's either LBJ says over the phone, I told you to recall those planes. Don't help that ship. I don't care if it goes to the GD bottom. To, I want that ship going to the GD bottom. And those tapes of those admirals and people saying that are all on my website. Now, I know you were in the belly of the ship under attack in the spy box, but what happened?
Perhaps I should try and give you some quotes from Commander Lewis, who is the operations officer. We were both medevac to the carrier America. While we were there, Admiral Geist, who was commander of 6th Fleet, called Commander Armstrong into his stateroom and swore him to secrecy. He said, you're not to say anything about this conversation until after my death. But I want you to know we did our best to get rescue aircraft to you. And then he quoted President Johnson as saying, I don't care if the GD ship sinks and every man drowns. I will not have my allies embarrassed.
Now, you were told that to your face.
No, I was not. It was told to Commander Lewis, that Commander Lewis passed it along to those of us Liberty survivors at our reunions.
Now, what about the quote I've had? I've got to look at which admiral it was. I've had so many on the show that said, I want that GD ship on the bottom. I don't want our allies. There's a slight difference there. Have you heard that version?
No, I've not.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to try to flesh that out a bit. But regardless, he's saying, I don't care if it goes to the GD bottom. I don't want to embarrass our allies. And he indeed ordered the aircraft back.
It's my understanding that Admiral McCain, Senator McCain's father, at the time was commander of U.S. forces in Europe, U.S. naval forces in Europe. I believe he was at London, England at the time. And Admiral McCain is the one who ordered the aircraft back. Admiral Geist, who was commander 6th Fleet, said, this is an American ship. It's under attack. I want to hear that from higher authority. Robert McNamara told him the same thing, get those rescue aircraft back. And Admiral Geist said, I want to exercise my authority to appeal to the highest level of command, the President of the United States. It's my understanding from the conversation between Admiral Geist and Commander Armstrong that the President told him, I don't care if the GD ship sinks and every man drowns, I will not have my allies embarrassed.
Now think about that. That's LBJ for you, ladies and gentlemen. What a traitor, what a piece of filth. And McCain, another piece of filth. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We'll be posting this interview up on our websites, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and you can go through the transcript of the tapes and the NSA has declassified. It's 40 years later. Tons every month of classified transmissions and documents are being released. People are going into the stacks. You still have to get special authorization. Unless you do a FOIA request, then you get it, and digging through them. And we find things like Operation Northwoods, a plan Kennedy said no to, and then it was mentioned in why he was killed, to hijack jets by remote control, bomb DC, kill Marines, carry out sniper attacks. This was an operation that got green-lighted all the way through McNamara to the president. He said no. In there it also said blow up a ship and blame it on enemies. I was just curious, Bryce Lockwood, who was on board the USS Liberty and highly decorated, have you ever heard of Operation Northwoods?
No, sir.
Does it surprise you to know that was declassified a few years ago?
No, it actually doesn't. I have a copy of a transcript from the Kennedy years of a conversation between then General Curtis LeMay and the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General David M. Shoup. And the conversation went something along the lines of setting up a ship to be attacked by the Soviets, and blaming it on them and then precipitating a major world event.
Now, see, I didn't know that, and that's why history's so big. Its width and breadth is so huge. You try to study one period in, say, Roman history or Japanese history, you'll in your whole lifetime, you can't learn it all. And there, I just learned from you. You just learned from me. Yeah, Operation Northwoods, they were going to basically carry out 9/11-style attacks and even have people board aircraft, but it had all sorts of stuff. Kill astronauts, blame it on the Soviets. Yeah, just Google Operation Northwoods. ABC News, Baltimore Sun reported on it. Very, very interesting is all I can say.
That particular incident is news to me, but I'm certainly going to try and look that up.
Where, I mean, I know I'm catching you off guard, but maybe after the show you can think it and think of where it is and tell me, sir, or email me. Where specifically can I find the head of the Air Force, who is an admitted psychopath, talking to someone else about staging events?
That was Commandant of the Marine Corps, General David Shoup. I'll have to do some digging to find that for you, Alex, but that shouldn't be that much of a problem. I can come up with that and see to it that you get a copy.
Our folks can probably look for it, too, and post it in the Prison Planet Forum. War crimes. Let's talk about war crimes. I mean, we started mentioning that earlier in the segment, but now we have the transmissions of the Israelis. I'm sitting there looking at them in the Chicago Tribune saying that it, just as the pilot said years ago, that it was an American ship and that they want it sunk and to fire on it till it sinks. So they knew from the time they attacked that it was an American ship. What should happen now?
There should be a complete investigation done by Congress. You can't get a congressman to touch it. And I think that if you go through the records of most Congress people, where their contributions come from, they're required by law to be made public. I think you'll be shocked at how much money our Congress people and senators are getting from the American Israel Political Affairs Committee. It is absolutely shocking how much power they have. I just found out recently, I graduated from the same college as Dr. Jerry Falwell, Baptist Bible College in Springfield, Missouri. And I was just informed recently that Jerry Falwell was paid off quite handsomely by the Israelis for his complete unquestioned backing of the State of Israel to the tune of a Learjet aircraft worth $1.6 million.
Yeah, all total, Israel's given him over $4 million that we know of.
Jerry Falwell.
Yeah. And it's the same thing with other preachers around the country. And now we have known dual citizens running almost every major federal department. It's pretty bad.
I wasn't aware that there was quite that much money that had been given to Dr. Falwell, but that would certainly explain why he comes on television even after his death and advocates people donating $350 to get a Soviet person of Jewish extract to travel back to Israel and set up their citizenship in Israel.
Well, you know, I've been criticized because I don't hate Israel. I know most governments are corrupt throughout history. I'm a Christian, you know, brought up a Baptist. I'm really non-denominational now. And
excuse me for interrupting, Alex, but I don't hate Israel. I really don't hate Israel. I really want your listeners to make sure of that. I think they have every right to exist.
Oh, no, let me stop you, sir. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. I mean, I'm saying I'm brought up a Baptist. I'm brought up, you know, literally being taught to worship Israel at church. And I have Jewish friends. I know half the folks in Israel are against all these wars. But, yes, it's just like we've had criminal governments, just like Germany's had bad governments. It is not a sin, and you're a pastor, and so tell me if I'm correct, to say that to rebuke Israel when it's corrupt and evil. Isn't that what all the prophets did?
Exactly. Exactly. And they should be rebuked very strenuously for the war crimes that they've committed against the people of Lebanon, against the United Arab Republic back in the Six Days War in 1967. I don't understand why... excuse me, I'm getting some age on me now. My mind gets a little fuzzy from time to time. I can't recall who the president of Egypt was at the time of the Six Days War. But he was anxious to get back to Sinai Peninsula after the war, and there was the accords with Menachem Begin and Jimmy Carter, and the president of Egypt were all given the Nobel Peace Prize for settling the deal over the Sinai Peninsula, which was given back to Egypt after Israel had taken it during the Six Days War. But it would just seem to me as though if I'd been in negotiations, I would have brought up the deal about the massacre at El Arish and asked for an explanation on that and demanded that some people be brought to trial.
Well, I've had the weird spinoff, which is now the dominant group, Baptist types, tell me, okay, the Israelis did kill those people to stop them from getting the massacre news and to attack Egypt. You're not with the Soviets and the Egyptians. You know, Israel had to do that. It's of the Lord. Since when is murdering our sailors of the Lord?
That's a real good question. I know that there are some people. We had a discussion here in Springfield at one of the major Springfield libraries last fall. Dr. Ray McGovern, who is a retired CIA senior officer, it was his job to brief the vice president, the secretary of state, and secretary of defense, I believe, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the president on Tuesday and Thursday.
It was Reagan and Bush, yeah.
It was Ray McGovern with his responsibility to brief these most senior people, the president, vice president, on matters of international concern. Ray McGovern was here in Springfield and brought up the question of the attack on the Liberty. And, Alex, I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought.
Hey, it's okay, I understand there's a lot going on. Looking here at the Chicago Tribune, going through the transcript, it has the aircraft bombing. And they bomb it the first time. They've already said it's American. They say they don't want to bomb it. And the teletype, it says the transcript block remembered seeing weird teletypist way beyond top secret. Some kind of pilots did not want to attack, Block said. The pilot said, this is an American ship. Do we still want to attack? And the ground control came back and said, yes, follow orders. And it goes on to say after the ship had gotten radio out that they panicked and wanted them to finish off the job. You know, that after you guys were able to string a wire and get the message off, that then the Israelis really panicked and said, hurry up, kill them.
I don't doubt that in the least, Alex. I'm sorry. My mind just keeps going blank.
And it says right here, it says, but sir, it's an American ship.
Some of those pilots were trained right here in the United States, and they certainly must have had some friendships they struck up while they were going to pilot school here in the United States.
Well, here's the question. Why did Geis end up following orders? I mean, at least he questioned, unlike others. And why did the Israelis follow orders? I mean, at least they did question.
Yes, they did question. Incidentally, we had a reunion in 1992. It was our 25th anniversary reunion in Rapid City, South Dakota. Captain Joe Tully, was the skipper of the USS Saratoga. And Captain Tully called me over to him and shook my hand. He says, Marine, said, I want you to know we did our best to get help to you, but I was overpowered by the president himself. Captain Joe Tully, skipper of the Saratoga.
But still, if I was a naval officer and the president said, stick children into meat grinders, I wouldn't do it. I guess it's that training, I mean, to follow an order to let your own people die?
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, for anybody that doubts that in this corrupt society now that our police won't follow orders and things like that, you better think twice, folks, because this, I'll just follow orders no matter what, it just really causes bad things to happen.
Lyndon Johnson and Secretary McNamara should have been tried for treason for the Liberty incident.
Stay there. Quick break. I'm going to come back in a final five-minute segment with you, sir. I really appreciate Bryce Lockwood, one of the heroes of the USS Liberty, for joining us to talk about any other key points that we've missed or haven't discussed yet on the other side. Then we're scheduled to have the Congressman Ron Paul popping in for the segment, and then Dave Mustang. of one of the top rock groups out there.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Bryce Lockwood. We have one little short segment left here, and then Congressman Ron Paul is going to be joining us. Absolutely incredible story. Incredible that even the Chicago Tribune has got the transcripts where they didn't want to attack, were ordered to, just as one of the pilots went public 7 years ago and admitted. But still the neocons said, no, no, Israel loves them, was sweet, when their own pilot admitted it. They were ordered three times, attack, and they did attack. But George Butler, who has a show right here on the Genesis Network Saturday nights, a friend of mine for many years, I guess I ought to talk to people more. I knew George had been in the military. I didn't know George was involved with the Liberty, at least heard some of this and saw some of it happen. George, we've just got a few minutes here. Tell your story real fast to Mr. Lockwood.
Okay, Mr. Lockwood?
Yes, sir, George.
I was ASA. I was in Germany, West Berlin, Teufelsberg and all that, but I was out of the service in the 66, but I had friends at Asmara.
Okay.
And they were monitoring that ship's communication during that attack.
Yes.
And so I don't know if these recently released intercepts are showing any traffic being monitored from Asmara or not. I don't know.
The transcript that I have is from off the Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
Now, talking to your friends, George, who were in your old unit, what did they say they heard?
Well, we have a meeting monthly. We used to up in Richardson, Texas, of a bunch of Army Security Agency people, and in discussing it, you know, with them, they were hearing the attack, and they were hearing sometimes both sides of the communications.
What did they think?
Up on a high mountain there, in close to Ethiopia.
Sure. What did they think while they were hearing all this? What did they say?
They understood very quickly, within hours, that there was an attack. It was a concerted attack, intentional attack by Israel against a U.S. vessel.
Were they mad at the cover-up?
Oh, they were mad as hell. But and NSA has a memorial site. Is that right, Mr. Lockwood, on NSA?
Yes.
But you know what they've done to that site?
No.
They made it more inaccessible than it used to be a few years ago.
Not
harder
surprising.
To find on the NSA site than it was 3 or 4 years ago.
Not surprising.
You have to dig down into the NSA site to really find the Liberty Memorial section. I've been after this thing for years myself. Carl Wigglesworth came out years ago, and I sent him a bunch of information, KTSA in San Antonio. So this has been really dear to my heart, too.
Well, thank you so much for calling, George.
Anyway, I understand your predicament, and you being there on the vessel, I know it was really...
George, you ought to,
dedicated to the truth on that.
You ought to get Bryce Lockwood on your show. If it's all right, I can have John at the network. Bryce, is it okay if we give George your number?
You bet.
Yeah, well, give that to me, and then we'll have him on the show as soon as we can.
Okay, well, we'll give you the number right now. John, please give him the number while you're busy dialing Ron Paul. Thank you, George. Good to hear from you. I mean, what a small world. I know George. He's a great guy here involved in the freedom movement in Austin, Texas for many years. And I knew he was in Army Intelligence. I didn't know that he had buddies who'd heard all that happen.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
Well,
Alex, I thank you so much for this opportunity. Perhaps I've aired some things that, I don't know, maybe shouldn't have been said, but I tried to tell the truth as much as I possibly could.
Well, no, sir. I mean, you've told much of what we already have confirmed by other sources and the new developments and a few other interesting tidbits. But the bottom line, what are the defenders of the bad actions of Israel going to do now? I mean, this is incredible.
They can't just run and hide. I didn't realize that this had also run in the Boston Globe. That's just, I mean, this is a quarter of the American population that have had this story for the first time in 40 years.
It's in a bunch of newspapers. If you type USS Liberty into Google and click on news, it'll search news, and it's dozens of hits. It is all over the newspapers. Let me look here. Boston Globe, Chicago Tribune, Baltimore Sun. There's one more here that I printed out, and I only printed a few of these.
My goodness.
So this particular article by John Krugson is all over the place, and then a bunch of other articles have been written about that. I'd say it's in the hundreds now, sir.
Incidentally, John Krugson is a Pulitzer Prize winner for journalism, so this is no fly-by-night author of this article.
You know, I didn't know that. We called him up, and he gave us your number, and he was real nice. I didn't know I was talking to a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Didn't either when he first called me. I found out from a third party. Actually, it was Jim Ennis, who was author of the book Assault on the Liberty, that informed me that Mr. Krugson was a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Well, I'm going to call Krugson back and get him on, and maybe you on, and get George Butler on at the same time. God bless you, and thanks for coming on, Mr. Lockwood.
Thank you so much, Alex. I really appreciate it.
You bet. You know, most of those men haven't lived to see the truth come out, but a lot of them have. And it's bittersweet, but at least there's some sweet to the bitter. That's better than nothing. I tell you, the people that told lies about this look really bad right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, one of the top rock bands out there, formerly with Metallica as well, will be joining us in the next hour. He has gone anti-New World Order. His whole new album is all about the New World Order and how he must defeat it. And we had one of the top guys, of course, from Duran Duran on a week ago. It's just everybody is starting to wake up, and one of the people driving that is the Ron Paul Revolution. And the doctor, the Vietnam veteran, the family man, the father, the congressman with the best voting record in modern U.S. history, the guy that would get us out of the United Nations, the man that would abolish the Federal Reserve, the person that would put us back on to sound money principles, he is definitely the medicine this ailing country needs, is Congressman Ron Paul. And they just raised a record $5-plus million in the last quarter, dwarfing what many of the other top-tier candidates made. They're now 6-1 in major Las Vegas odds with a trajectory of winning if his growth rate in the next 50 to 90 days continues. This is it. I want to see everybody intensify your giving. I see yard signs all over. When I'm in L.A. or New York, I see signs signs, Ron Paul signs up. When I'm in Dallas, I see them. They're all around my business where I'm based. Congressman, we salute you, and I salute everybody that's supporting you. This Ron Paul revolution is just absolutely going into overdrive.
Well, thank you, and we have to salute all those supporters who have endorsed these views in the Constitution. That's what really is at stake here, and I'm so pleased to find out that our strength is that good, you know, and that there's that many people who care. So there's reason to be optimistic.
This is a lot better than you even thought it was going to be. Congressman, what did you think on the good end of things? This campaign would end up, what, just being an educational process, or did you think you could win from the start?
Well, I always think there's, you know, that you can't predict the future, and therefore I never say, oh, you can't win or I will win, so I sort of avoid the two extremes. But I would say that it's doing much better than I had anticipated. I was rather cynical about it all because you and others have always said run, 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 and I said, well, I don't know if our numbers are strong enough, and I don't know whether the young people will rally. So I was too pessimistic, and there were more people who were already informed, and I'm really impressed by how many new people come in. The new people are flocking to us, and I think this means that the young people are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. They're realizing that we've dumped on them, and they realize what they're inheriting. So I think this has all just come together, and then with radio talk shows and the internet has just made this thing grow by leaps and bounds.
It's growing exponentially. Though every time your name gets mentioned on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, they say, yeah, but he can't win. Within seconds, they blurt it out like it's a talking point, Congressman. But that seems, well, A, do you think it's a talking point? And B, that seems to be enraging the public even more and backfiring on them.
Well, it does. It doesn't discourage our supporters. It sort of energizes everybody. And now that we have proven that we could raise money, you know, they always claim there were just a few of us out there that cared, and that they were bloggers and they were manipulating the internet. And, well, you can't manipulate to the point where you get 35,000 new donors who average about $40 a piece and raise $5 million and, you know, outpace many of the other candidates. So, you know, the other ones that raise a lot of money, you have to realize they get their money from those who want to buy government, you know, the special interests. That's why they'll invest $60, $70, $80 million, where the miraculous thing about this is people are coming to us just to be free, you know, just to be left alone, to be able to keep their own money and do the necessary things like sound money and low taxes and property rights and assume responsibility for ourselves. And that, to me, is the, you know, the wonderful thing about what's happening.
If there was ever a time to pile on, if there was ever a time to rush the gates, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul can win the nomination. Then people say, yeah, but there's electronic voting machine chicanery. Not in every county in about a third of the country, but still, if the poll numbers are high enough, they're not going to be able to steal elections. I really know, intellectually, following this trajectory, that if the growth continues at this current rate, and that's what Las Vegas is saying, and they can't be wrong because they got bets being placed on it, you're going to get the Republican nomination.
Well, you know, that is a distinct possibility, but I also know that a lot of work has to be done, and we have to translate what we've done so far into actual voting in the primaries. So it's not smooth sailing, but it certainly is possible, and at the rate we're going, there's a very good chance.
Would you say that it's accurate to make the statement that you are definitely, that we are definitely with you in the fight?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it, and I think that that group of people who are with us are growing all the time. So, people, you know, the media always wants to ask me, well, what is your target? When are you going to drop out? Do you have to be first in New Hampshire before you'll drop out? I said, no, I haven't even thought about things like that. As long as we keep growing and improving, and our numbers are growing, and we raise the funds, you stay in there until mathematically something forces you to be excluded.
Well, by every indicator of grassroots, where it's IP, one vote, internet voting, which I think is more scientific than a lot of the, you know, Angus and Reid and Gallup type polls, by every other indicator of grassroots, whether it's MySpace or YouTube or Meetup or Town Hall or Facebook, you are dwarfing. In almost every case, you have more members and more supporters in all those grassroots communities than all the other candidates combined with both parties.
So it makes you wonder how the polling is done, because if the polling is honest, then you wonder where's the disconnect. But maybe the polling isn't absolutely accurate. Maybe they're not polling the people that are likely to vote. And I think once we get a supporter, the percentage chance of them voting are much greater than those who are so disgruntled, the disgruntled Democrats and the disgruntled Republicans. I foresee, you know, a low turnout if you don't have somebody there that will really champion our cause and really want to change in direction. Because I think the longer this campaign goes on, the more mellow everybody becomes. They just mush. They say nothing. The Democrats get worse, and even our other Republicans are not saying that much. They're not fiscal conservatives. They don't want to talk about monetary policy, and there's so little said. So for that reason, I think the people get more disgusted. And those people who have finally figured it out that we're going in the wrong direction, I think they're coming to our campaign.
Congressman, I said this 6-7 months ago when you first announced, and it was common sense to me, but now the odds makers have said it, a lot of political analysts have said it. The Republicans really aren't running against Hillary. They know the baton's being passed. We've never seen a discrepancy where we've got, in any election, where one campaign has got double what the other party does. Hillary's got that now. Clearly, the establishment's saying this is a non-campaign, but then all the odds makers and experts are saying, but Ron Paul, he could beat Hillary, and that's what Vegas is saying. They're saying that if you, they've been always right in the past, could get the nomination, you would beat her because you're anti-war, and you're pro-Second Amendment, and you're pro-control the borders. You've got the liberals and conservatives and libertarians supporting you. Why wouldn't any Republican get behind you knowing that only Ron Paul can beat Hillary Clinton?
You know, you wonder about that because now the move is right now is try to close the primaries. Do you think they're sincere when they say they want to have a big tent and invite new people in?
Oh, no.
They can invite a lot of new people in, but they don't want constitutionalists, evidently, because they want to make it tough to vote in a Republican primary. So that doesn't add up. It just sort of confirms the fact that, you know, the control of this whole system has been one party, so to speak. You know, it's one group of people who have controlled both parties. And right now, I think the people are getting disgusted with it, and they're starting to wake up.
Congressman, do you think that they're accelerating? Again, we're talking to Congressman Ron Paul, running for a president and gaining steam to get the win for the nomination as Republican here and defeat Hillary. Do you think that they're trying to speed up the primaries and bring them in earlier as an attempt to try to block you and other populist candidates? Or
I don't think it's just me, because that has been started for a while. But I think, generally speaking, the two major parties, the leadership, do not want competition. This is the reason third parties have never survived very well, because it's hard to get on ballots. They won't let you in the debates. And now they're speeding this up, so if you're a grassroots-type candidate, they don't want to give you much time to get traction. But they didn't realize that you can get traction some other way, such as through the internet and grassroots campaigning. So I think that's been the secret weapon that's interfering with their plans.
RonPaul2008.com or 1-800-RON-PAUL. Call and donate. Call and get yard signs and bumper stickers at the bare minimum, ladies and gentlemen. And if you've already got yard signs like I do and my business does, you need to get them and give them to your neighbors or give them to that Ron Paul supporter. If they're lazy and haven't taken action, take the initiative for them. RonPaul2008.com or 1-800-RON-PAUL. Congressman, do you think the Republican Party is starting to panic because they have been intensifying their attacks on you? Do you think they're starting to get concerned? They're also trying to change their rhetoric a little bit more, it seems, towards a more constitutionalist, freedom-based.
I think they've already adapted. I don't know whether they've panicked, but I think they're at least showing some concern, where at first, you know, it was totally ignoring, you know, what we were doing. And then, of course, they made fun a bit. And now I think the challenges are much tougher, and I think we can expect it to get much rougher as time goes on. But only time is going to tell, but I think we should all be thankful that the ideas of liberty are alive and well in this country, much more so than I ever dreamed, so I'm very pleased.
I want to spend the 6 minutes we've got left with you, and I want you to know, Congressman, I know how tiring it is to do five, six, seven, eight interviews a day. I have no idea how hard it is to do the things you're doing. And at 72, good thing you're in such good shape. So I appreciate the time. And I know the listeners do. And we thank you because we are your base here, as you know. The economy, I mean, it's like you're a prophet, but you've been saying this for 25 years. Now everything you've talked about is coming home to roost. The dollar plunging in value, the Federal Reserve making announcements that the dollar is going to go down, knowing it would drive it down further. A, does that help your campaign that everything you've talked about, the hidden inflation tax, is now becoming revealed? And then B, it looks to me like the central banks are trying to kill the dollar, cutting interest rates, bad-mouthing the dollar, saying the euro is going to be preeminent. That's the second question.
Yeah, I think it's going to help a whole lot. Like you say, I've been talking about that for a long time, and I think it's so important because the monetary issue is pervasive. It involves every single transaction we have, you know, whether it's pricing of labor or pricing of goods and services. That's how key it is. And then when people understand how the Fed screws up the economy and causes all the bubbles and all the changes that have to come from that, the collapsing of the bubble, I'm getting a lot more calls even on the business stations, and that of course will be the most challenging, because once they know the American people have awakened to the con game that's been going on, I think those who run the banking and monetary system aren't going to be too happy, nor will the people who benefit, you know, the people in the military-industrial complex and now in the medical-industrial complex. They get to use that money first. They depend on this deficit financing. So I suspect that we're going to be talking a lot more about this, because although the dollar's down sharply right now, the secondary effects of rising interest rates and also the cost of living going down here, that's yet to come. So in the next 12 months, I think things are going to get a lot worse.
That was my next question. Most of the experts who are in the constitutional line of thinking, or the von Mises of you, are saying middle of next year is when the really bad numbers and the debt really starts piling up. What do you see happen? You say 12 months?
Well, and that's one thing that Austrian economics teaches, is that you shouldn't be so bold as to say in 3 months this is going to happen because I made a calculation, because there's a human element involved. There are very many objective facts, like when you print money, the value goes down, but that doesn't mean that exactly tomorrow the people will know the value of the money's down. It takes time, and people panic, and there's emotions involved, and we don't know what kind of international event that might precipitate a crisis. You know, if Bush is foolish enough to go and start bombing Iran, that might precipitate such a crisis as oil going to $200 a barrel, and really dampening the enthusiasm to hold dollars. So those are the kind of events you can't predict. So that's why we know it's coming. Could easily come in 6 months, could be a year, and it could be even longer. But we know we're destined to have these problems come and hit us.
Well, we've already seen a massive decline in value. I mean, there is the prediction come true there. I mean, how far, just in general gauging, do you think it's going to go down?
Well, that's hard to say, because it depends on what the reaction is. If they continue to do exactly what we're doing, it's going to go to zero. We're going to have runaway inflation. All paper currencies eventually self-destruct and they're ruined. And we're in uncharted waters right now. This is the first time in the history of man that you've had no solid currencies around the world, and this has been going on for 35 years. So we don't know how this is going to play out. But in the past, most governments usually had to stop, start over again, develop a new currency, put some trust behind it, put some backing to the currency, and start over. And this case is going to be more difficult because it's going to be a worldwide crisis, and that's why people who own things are going to be better off than those people who own dollars.
Well, Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank, said the same thing as you're saying last year, and he said we're going to have a global depression unless they change things. And I said, well, are they changing? He said, no, they're accelerating. And that's what I see now. The establishment really seems to think they can just set up a police state and then let everybody know they've been robbed, and then if anybody complains, they'll just shoot us in the streets.
Well, hopefully it doesn't get that bad, but they're going to use the fear factor. You know, look at how what they do about the fear of these third world nations going to bomb us, so we have to invade them, the fear of another 9/11 attack, so therefore you give up all your civil liberties. And they do that in economics, too. There's this tremendous fear and a breakdown. They're not going to admit the truth. They're going to say, you know, markets don't work. What we need is somebody to take care of us. And what we have to fight for
exactly.
is make sure that people won't give up their liberties. For
exactly.
Security.
So you're saying they could use the financial crisis, then pose as saviors and give us even more government as a fix.
Oh, I think they will. They've done that. Look at what this really started wholesale, you know, in the Depression. That was the whole thing, you know, scare people to death. Instead of blaming the Federal Reserve for the Depression and the financial bubble of the 20s, they said, well, if capitalism failed, it was that stupid gold standard, therefore we have to have government welfare. And of course, everything they did prolonged the Depression. The
Congressman,
lasted 15 months, 15 years.
Exactly. We've only got 30 seconds left.
Okay.
You confronted Bernanke a few weeks ago, and he had the nerve of saying that we had 2% inflation. Is that a lie?
Well, according to him, it's not a lie, and according to the way they measure it, they don't think it's a lie, but according to the facts, it's a lie because they're, of course, inflating the money supply. They won't even tell us they're inflating the currency by 13% if you look at M3, and even the price inflation, which is not the actual inflation, if you go by the old CPI, it's going up 8 or 10%, so he's certainly deceiving us.
Congressman, we salute you. We pray for you and Carol and your whole family. God bless you. Go with God.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, which I will admit I liked listening to when I was in high school. Can you imagine what a crazy person I look like with a big black Stetson and a Megadeth t-shirt cut off? The steel-toe boots. Anyways, he's going to be joining us. And the reason he's joining us coming up in about 35 minutes is because he has got his new album out, and the whole thing is absolutely dead-on anti-New World Order. And I remember being about 15 while we were driving around doing donuts in fields in the middle of nowhere like a bunch of heathen, listening to the Megadeth lyrics, and it wasn't like other heavy metal stuff, devil this, devil that. It wasn't about that. It was about evil world government, evil new world order. I guess it was kind of subliminally telling me it was evil back before I even woke up a few years later to the new world order. I remember getting the lyrics out of the CD case. CDs had just come out, and reading, you know. So this new one is just right out in the open anti-New World Order. And everybody's kind of on the bandwagon now, which is good. But see, Dave Mustaine was not on the anti-New World Order bandwagon, 16, 17 years ago. Now, that said, he is notoriously, what I've heard, rude and angry. So we'll see if he yells at me or whatever when he's coming up in 35 minutes, or even pops in on the show. But reportedly he knows about the show, knows of the show, and he's on the road right now, so we'll see if he's there. It turned out Ron Paul thought he was on earlier today than he was, but you know, that's how it always is with these guys that are really busy. Frankly, it's the same way getting me on a radio show now. It gets harder and harder. You just get burnt out, you get tired, you get radio interviews piling up till kingdom come. I'm not like Ron Paul and Dave Mustaine. I've just stopped doing them, most of them. Because I can't do all the other work I'm doing and do this. But there's a bunch of news I haven't even covered yet today. I'm going to do that in the next 30 minutes and take some of your phone calls on the Browns, on the USS Liberty, on the things Ron Paul just said. 1-800-259-9231. But before I go any further, I want to tell you about Interfood, ladies and gentlemen. Interfood is the best green food out there I've found, and it tastes the best. It doesn't give me a headache. Some of the other speed-type herbs they put in other green foods that they say are really good to eat give me a headache. This doesn't have stimulants in it. And some of you may not like that. I like it not having stimulants. I get plenty of stimulants with my coffee, thank you. My cup of coffee in the morning, and I drink tea in the evening. This is not as strong English now. Right, I'm teasing Watson, who I know is listening. Watson throws fits if he doesn't get his tea at 4:30. But go to prisonplanet.com, and you can go to the banner on the right-hand side to innerfood.com. When you go to that subpage, you get 10% off, the Alex Jones subpage, ENERfood.com. Or go to prisonplanet.com and click on that, or 866-762-9238. Improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity. It's the extract, the essence of 20 fruits and vegetables and a few herbs, and kelp and barley grass and chlorella, spirulina, all that good stuff. So, again, and yeah, that algae, those little diatoms are good for you, folks. 1-866-762-9238. A lavish plug for Interfood because they're good guys. And then another fabulous sponsor I cannot say enough about is eFoodsDirect.com. That's the website for the J. Michael Stevens Group. They have a show. It's excellent. Right after my show ends Sunday nights on this network at 6 p.m. Central, 6 to 8 p.m. Central, and on WWCR. They have their preparedness show. But give them a call. Get a free catalog, call and get a 2-month supply, your supply of food, get ready. If you don't store food, well, you're like folks didn't buy gold, it was $300 an ounce. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.